This program is made possible by the members of the Church Street Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Scott, I'm not going to make you play the whole time, but don't go far if you don't mind, my brother. Kim, I want you to find a verse for me in John 5. I want you to find it in verse number 4. John 5 and verse 4. Remember, I told you this morning, I don't have a message, but I got a thought. And this thought was on my heart when I was up under the stage the other night praying. And if you've ever been to the tent, you can hear those men under that stage. I don't quite get that way. But Bob and Dennis and them have been down there praying with Brother Daniel before. And you know, you get a bigger blessing just listening than you do a lot of times talking. And this was the phrase Daniel used over and over the other night. Brother Daniel, I shouldn't call him by his first name. John 5, verse 4. Remember, Jesus has gone down to the pool at Bethesda. There's a lame man there, been lame on his feet 38 years. Jesus asked, "Why are you down here? Why have you come?" The Bible says in verse 4, the reason that they came, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool. Here's this phrase, and troubled the water. They went down to the pool, not because the water at that pool was a blessing. It had nothing to do with the water, but it had everything to do with what God did to the water. What did God do to the water? He troubled the water. That word troubled is an interesting word. It means to agitate. It means to stir up. It has the idea of somebody that sticks their finger in something. You ever done that in a sink or a bathtub? And you circle your hand around it? It has that idea of getting something out of its normal routine. I want you to listen to the real definition of that word troubled, though. To shake something off course. To make restless. What God would do to that water is He would change the way that it normally was. It was normally still. It was normally peaceful. But God sent an angel down by that water and got that water all shook up. I don't think Elvis got that idea from watching a jukebox. I think Elvis got that idea from what God did to that water. He got that thing all stirred up. The reason that the impotent folk, the weak, the reason that the lame folk went down to that water, hear this. It had nothing to do with the scenery. It had everything to do with what God did with the scenery. It had nothing to do with the water. It had everything to do with what God did to the water. Let me put this down in shoe leather. God's been stirring this thought in my mind. Every now and again, God will raise up a people and a church people. And He'll get those church people together, and He'll bring a body of people together. And man, it just looks beautiful. The scenery gets good. The people get inside. All of a sudden, we'll think that we're going down a path and going down a road and everything's looking good. And you know what God will do? God will stick His finger in that church and get that church all shook up. Now, He does that in a lot of different ways, but what He'll do is He'll get the people restless inside of that church. Restless for what? Restless to see what happens when they stick their foot in that stirred up water. How many of you have ever been to a church where the waters were just calm, cool, and collected? You go into the place and man, they're looking pretty. They got the nice buildings. They got the nice stained glass. They've got the nice eloquent preacher. They've got the nice eloquent piano player. They've got the nice eloquent choir. They've got the robes. They've got the hits. They've got the sound system, and everything is good. But something about that place you can't quite put your hand on. There's something in that place that leaves you longing for more. There's something about that type of Christianity that just leaves you hungering for something that you just did not get there. You know that everything is there that needs to be there. You know that everything is there that you want there. And you feel like if somebody would just stir up the water, everything would work out good. But it's just not stirred. You know why? Man can't stir the water. Man cannot stir up the water. You see, that's where churches get all off course. They think if they put in the right light system, it'll stir the water. They think if they get the right style of music, it'll stir the water. Can I tell you something? It has nothing to do with modern. It has nothing to do with contemporary. It has nothing to do with old-fashioned. It has everything to do with, is God stirring the pot? You need to understand that, church family. I can't stand it when people get mean and mad over the way churches operate. That's not Christian. If you're not showing love to your brother and your sister, do not tell me you're full of the Holy Ghost. I don't think there's a Holy Ghost-filled, hate-filled Christian in this world. I think there's a Holy Ghost-filled, love-filled Christian, and I think there's demon-filled, hate-filled people, but I don't think that there's ever a mixture. It has nothing to do with lights. It has nothing to do with music. It has everything to do with God stirring the waters. You ever been in a church like that? But then have you ever been at a place and you can't explain it? You can't put your finger on it. It has the idea that it ought not be this way. It's got the idea that it ought not. They don't have everything that other place had. They don't have the pretty chandeliers, and they don't have, I feel God right now in my hair to the bottom of my feet. They don't have the pretty stained glass. They don't have the big light system. But it's like you've gone down to the water, and it's as if something, you can't see it. You see, they never saw that angel, but they saw what the angel did to the water. You can't put your finger on what it is that's doing it. God, I feel something on my face right now. You can't explain why it is that the waters are stirring, but you just know that if I can dip just the tip of my toe down in that water, if I can just get myself down in that water, I believe everything is going to be all right. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what we call that? The old-timers used to call that Holy Ghost Church is what they used to call that. They used to call it when you got a case of the can't help it. You couldn't explain why it was. Not everything was right. Not everything was good. Not everything was pretty. But it was like God himself every single Sunday and every single Wednesday. It was like God stepped off the throne and took his finger and dipped it down in that church and just started stirring that thing around. And people came from far and wide, and they couldn't explain why they were pulling into that parking lot. They couldn't explain why they wanted to sit in that church. They couldn't explain. The old timers say they used to open up the windows and people would be outside. Used to open up the back door and people would be outside. And you know you can't explain what that is. We try to put our finger on what it is. We try to say it was depression days, or we try to explain that it was an old fashioned day. I'll tell you what it was. It was God was in that place and the Holy Ghost was in that place. But you know what we've done? We've made the scenery so pretty, and we tried to get the chandeliers so pretty, and tried to get the light system so shiny, and tried to get the sound system just right, and tried to get the music just right, and the whole time we're worried about this and we're worried about that. The Holy Ghost walked out the back door, checked out on his Holy Ghost stallion, and went down the road. And because we're worried about everything else, we have not paid attention to God. Can I tell you something? It has nothing to do with what kind of music. It has everything to do with what kind of heart you've got beating inside of your chest. Do you care that God doesn't show up? Do we care that the Holy Ghost is nowhere to be found? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, there is a hunger inside of my soul. God did something in my heart on Friday morning. I got up to pray, and I felt 13 tons of Holy Ghost power sit down on my soul, and I felt that burden in my heart again. I felt that pathos in my spirit again, where I said, God, I don't care about sheetrock, and I don't care about carpet. Put down blue carpet, pink carpet, purple carpet. Paint the walls magenta, booger green. I don't care what color they are, as long as God is in the house. Here's what I know. You can put Three Stooges posters on the wall. If the Holy Ghost is here, people will come from far and wide. Somebody Somebody asked me the other day. I was up here, and I don't remember where I was. I was eating at some restaurant somewhere. Somebody came by, and they said this. They said, "Tyler, we hear the church is doing great." I said, "Yeah, the church is doing good." And this is what he said. He said, "What's the secret?" I said, "Man, you're going to kill me for this. I don't have a secret." He said, "But what are you doing?" I said, "I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't have the faintest clue what I'm doing." He said, "How are you building it?" I said, "I really don't know. But here I found the secret. If you'll get people up and get them singing about Jesus and let somebody get up and be filled with the Holy Ghost and tell people about Jesus, you'll find that sheep come from all over the kingdom." Here's what I know. I don't know anything about building a church. I don't ever want to know anything about building a church. I don't ever want to know anything about how to grow a people. This is all I know. You stand up, you tell the people about Jesus, ask the Holy Ghost to baptize it in power, and God will sit down and he'll start stirring those waters. He'll start stirring those people. I believe there are people in this house and you walked in, stagnant and stale, but God, the Holy Ghost, you can't explain it. You don't know where it came from. You just feel like God done stuck his index finger in your soul and is stirring up. Now watch this. In that verse it tells us, that whosoever was dipped down in the water after the angel stirred it, they were made whole of their... It did not matter what... Look at those last four words. Whatsoever disease they had, they were made whole. If they got in the water... When the water got stirred, they got healed of whatsoever. It did not matter how much dope, whatsoever. It did not matter how much drunk, whatsoever. It did not matter how much sin, whatsoever. It did not matter how dead, whatsoever. It did not matter how stagnant, whatsoever. It did not matter how crazy, whatsoever. It did not matter how lame, whatsoever. Here's what I know, that there was enough stirring in that water to heal them of whatsoever. Now watch this. Are you ready? I'm going to get more old-fashioned, some of you can handle. You ready? Here's what I believe. I believe there are 99.9% of the problems in America that psychiatrists cannot handle and psychologists cannot handle, but the Holy Ghost can touch, I believe, 99.9% of the people that will come to the cross. Here's what you say, who's the 0.1%? I don't know. I ain't met them yet, but I know there's a possibility for everything. Here's what I know. You can be crazy, but you get yourself in a Holy Ghost church that's getting stirred up, I believe God will touch you. I believe God will touch families. I believe God will touch adulterers. I believe God will touch drunks. I believe God will touch dope heads. I believe people can... I had a guy tell me the other day. He said, "Man, when I came to your church, I was messed up, but I don't know what happened to me, but now I'm feeling pretty good." I said, "I'll tell you what happened. I believe God, the Holy Ghost, stuck his finger in your soul and started stirring up the water." Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, there's a burning in my heart. I don't care anything about having formal church. I don't care anything about having a crazy church. I care everything about having a church where the Holy Ghost stirs people up and stirs up the people and stirs up the church family. This is what I believe. I believe whosoever will come to that can be healed of whatsoever they have on there. I believe there are atheists that God will use a stirred up church to convince that there is a God. How else do you explain somebody that's been through the 12 steps and somebody that's walked the 14 step stones and somebody that's tried the 15 I will nots and that did not help them, but all of a sudden one day they came down to an old fashioned altar and they met an invisible God and that invisible God changed their life? I'll tell you why, because that invisible God is real. Somebody said, "How do you know there's a real God when you can't see him?" The same way I know that there's wind when I cannot see the wind. I see the effects of the wind. I see what the wind can do, and I know what happens. Good God in heaven, when God stirs up a church and God stirs up a people, whatsoever can be made whole. All right, I'm ready, Brother Scott. Now I'm going to get dignified. Watch this. Notice when it happened. It did not happen when the man was ready. It happened when God was ready.
Amen.
And if the man was not in the right place, he would miss it for a season. Well, Daniel said this to me the other day. I believe you were down with me when he said it. No, he said it on that Saturday of that Oasis meeting. That's what he said. He said to every church and every Christian that wants to get out of the wilderness, God will send Joshua. To every one of you that are children of God and you've been so tired of being in dead church your whole life, and all of a sudden you stumbled into one. And we're not perfect, but I try everything I can to get God to stir the waters. God will give you an opportunity. I believe, somebody said the other day, I believe in this church, I believe we're on the little end of something really, really big. I can't explain it. I don't know what it is. But I believe God's getting ready to pour out the bucket loads. Amen. I've had two people on my heart this last week. Two people that I've had on my heart that it was almost as if God said, if you will pray for them, I promise you I'll save them. I've never had that in my whole life. And I have no doubt God's going to save them. Here's my point. If we miss the season, you understand, it's not a matter of us saying, you know what? We'll get it next time. There may not be a next time. We may not get the opportunity again to see God move. Here's what I'm saying. I can't put you under the burden to see God stir the water. I'm just preaching, tell you what's on my heart. But I believe right now God's putting on some of you people, women and men, you're getting that unholy or that holy unrest in your soul where you're saying, God, I'm begging you to stir the waters. I'm begging you to stir the water in my home. Stir the water in my church. Stir the water all around me. Just stir. I don't care how you do it, but just stir it. Hear me, church family. I'm telling you, I believe in the coming days, the church has been pruning. God's been pruning the church. I know God pruned the fire out of me the last 2 months. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. I come into Corey sometimes and I say, Corey, I'm telling you, man, I ain't going to make it. I'm not going to make it. There were so many times I'd tell Erica, if God doesn't touch me, I'm out. I can't take it. I felt like I was spinning my wheels. I just thought, God's just pruning. God's just pruning. And all of a sudden, Friday morning, on that stage in Bristol, we got to praying. And I felt the sunlight of God's power and love open up. And all of a sudden, I felt the sunlight of glory hit my soul. And all of a sudden, I felt a little blossom come up out of my spirit. Honey, once again, I said, you know what, God? I don't think you're done. I don't think you're through. I don't think you're done right now. In fact, God, I think you may just be getting cranked up. My wife sent me a text message the other morning. I went walking with God out on a trail that I've been with him on a bunch of times. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I felt God on me. And I said, man, this is great, wonderful. My wife sent me a text message. Honest, I think I spoke in tongues. I don't know what kind of tongue it was, but it's a Baptist tongue. Say amen right there. I was on that trail. Them Yankees were all around me. I took that phone. I got to shouting on that trail. This one little Yankee lady came by me, and she said, oh, my. I feel like old Maze Jackson. Whoa, thank you, Jim. You know, it's what Erica said. She said, God's not done. He's just getting started. God, I'd like to lick the Wrangler right off my jean. I'm telling you with all of my heart, I'm begging God to stir the waters. Stir the waters. Stir the water, oh God. Why? I'll tell you why. Because there's broken people laying by the pool that are saying, oh God, God, is there nowhere where I can find healing for my soul? Is there nowhere where I can find help for my brokenness. And God is saying, I've got a pool that I'm getting ready to stir. You know, God will make you, God will agitate your waters in a lot of different ways. I don't know why I feel led to say this, but I do. It's not just in a Holy Ghost church service God will stir your waters. Troubles and trials may come your way that draw you closer to God. You may be at a place like I was at where you're just weary and tired and you're just ready to say, God, if you don't do something. When you get to that point where you're ready to throw your hands up, that's right about when God starts getting ready to stir the waters. It may be a business issue. Listen, God will use all types of things to stir the water. God will do all types of things to stir that pool in your soul. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. But I'm begging God. I'm begging God. I've become thoroughly convinced of one thing in my life and ministry. I am not going to be on the receiving end of what we call the modern day American church. I don't believe I will ever build the modern day American church. And I'm thankful. Amen. I'm thankful. Here's what I've got this hunger in my soul for. I want a church, be it 5 people or 50,000, all I care about is God there? That's all I care about anymore. Is God there? I believe tonight there's some of you that God's been putting under. You may not have been able to explain it, but God's put you under something. And tonight you finally realized, Lord, you're just trying to stir the waters. You're just trying to stir the waters.